You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The 100 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The 100 After Show.
That's like your favorite part.
Oh, yeah. And the drop.
This is actually a pretty hot little something CW put together here.
Yeah, right?
Maybe they should make a real song out of it.
I jam it in my car.
Anyway, welcome, guys, to, oh, my God, the season finale. We are Grounded's Part 2, The 100. I'm your host, Chloe Onyx.
Who are you?
No, I was thinking, like, what else did I want to say? Like, you know, episode 13, we got it all out.
Right.
But you guys, you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, yes. Hi, everybody. I'm Tari J. Miller. You know me. I know you, et cetera.
Et cetera.
Et cetera.
So I'm so excited tonight because bittersweet.
Yeah.
It's the last episode of the season. But, yeah. Aw, yeah, thanks,
thank
Chris.
You, crowd.
We're coming back next season.
Yes.
So claps for that. So much happened this episode. What did you think?
It was great. I know that, like, I remember I had read something, an article or something, where it was like, they were both excited and bummed out, because they being the writers and producers and all that stuff. Because since they were a mid-season release, they didn't know if they were going to get renewed. So they were like, we're going to pull out all the stops, do everything we can. And even characters that we enjoyed, like, we're going to have to part with. Because if we don't get if we don't get renewed, then we don't want to leave anything on the table.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, no, that's... But see, I feel like now that they know they're going to be renewed, like, something's going to happen next season where they're like, oh, Raven's going to be back and her legs are, like, are working again. I'm just saying.
I would be so disappointed.
Bellamy might come back from the ashes. I'm just saying. You never know with the 100. Because what was it, like, a few episodes ago when we thought Abby was dead.
Right.
And we'll get into that.
Yeah. She has a get out of jail free card.
Like, always.
I don't think anything can kill her.
Really? Like, she could just defy all the rules of, yeah, like, law and, like, just still survive.
She could have jumped out of the space station, landed on Earth, and been like, I'm fine, guys.
So, we start the episode off with Bellamy, of course, and Clark are kind of going at it as far as whether they should... What's the proper words? Fight or flight?
Yes.
Yeah, fight or flight. So, of course, Bellamy, the man, wants to fight, and Clark, does that sound super sexist? Clark, the female, wants to
She wants to flight. Escape because, I mean, she feels like that they're sitting ducks in the campsite,
yeah.
And they know of a place that they can go. I mean, beforehand, they didn't have anywhere to run to, so it was like... There was no point in escaping because essentially they didn't know if they were running deeper into grounded territory or not.
Exactly. Clark kind of gets away. Everybody's like, nope, we're out. We're going to go find a safer place. And as soon as they walk out of camp, like, all you see is boom. And just, like, one person's head is, like, split in half.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking at that moment?
I made the worst joke in my career where I was like, that guy must have a splitting headache.
Yeah, that's corny.
So that was, that's my thought.
Yeah. And then they realize, you know what? We can't flee. We need to go back to camp and try to, like, figure something out because if we keep, you know, running, we're going to have a bunch of heads chopped off. And very interestingly enough, they made a note of that there was 82 of the 100 left from the original 100.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? I just feel like way many more people died. I mean, that's just me. I didn't think 82 survived. Because, I mean, when it got there, I felt like 10 died off right there.
Right.
There's like 5 or so. I mean, I'm making these numbers up in my mind.
I mean, there have been moments where a lot of them should have been dead. Like, there was the whole plague portion. There was another grounder attack when a group had gone out. There were the people who died in that storm of boils.
The writers are just stretching in my imagination.
Well, I mean, one could argue that the plague was a non-fatal, and only the people who were quote unquote weakest died in that moment. Mm-hmm. So when they were recounting at the end of the episode, 14 dead, that was total as opposed to being in that moment. Because if it was 14 had died from the plague, mm-hmm. then that would make more people dead than I think we would have.
I just thought there was more than 82.
Right.
I mean, less than 82, forgive me. But, I mean, we'll see what happens next season. Yeah. I'm just saying, I think that was skewed a little bit. Anyway, so moving along, we see that Octavia wants to fight, of course, because they decide that, you know, they're going to kind of send some people out with the radios and mm-hmm. get ready to defend, and then everyone else will be inside working. Of course, if you know, guys don't remember last episode, Raven was shot because of Murphy going crazy. Mm-hmm. So now Raven is injured, Octavia wants to fight, Bellamy's not happy, like, Clark is like, oh my god, what are we gonna do? Like, it's just so much going on. They're right. pretty much getting ready for war, and none of them have ever seen war in their life. And it's just like, you know, they're kids, for lack of better words.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's a lot going on.
But they have been faring pretty well, considering none of them have experience in any of these areas. Like, a lot of their strategies have been working as best as they could.
Yeah.
And even during the strategy meeting, they make that little replica of the camp and kind of map yeah. out where the attack's going to come from. And they mount a pretty decent defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And furthermore, we see the brains, Raven, you know, like, she's bleeding to death, practically. She can't feel her legs. And she's still somehow able to, like, give directions on how to, like, make this rocket fuel explode, because they decide, you know, if we can't build bombs, because, of course, Murphy
got rid of the gunpowder.
Used the gunpowder to escape, what are we going to do? So I love Raven. I love her character. I think she's so strong, you know, like, even amidst of all the pain she's in, she still, like, comes up with the ultimate plan. Like, you know what? Yeah. Clark actually, you know, comes into this picture a lot as well. She comes up with the idea of, you know, if we can't make bombs, then, you know, let's lift off, which, of course, means, like, rocket
yeah.
to some degree. And then we see Raven there, who is, again, the brains, trying to teach them what needs to be connected and how do we move about mm-hmm. and... I mean, that's a lot of stress when you're, like, you have a bullet inside of you.
Right.
And they burn you. And it's, like, reached your spine, and you're bleeding eternally. Like, this is all the stuff that's going on.
Well,
and
I mean, she's a survivor.
Indeed. Indeed. I mean, there's nothing left to say. Kudos to Raven. I hope she survives into season two, because I like her character.
Right.
And, you know, there's just a lot more I hope to see come out of that. And even, you know what's even crazy? I feel like every episode, they find a way to make, like, this jealous moment of Clark and Finn and Raven. I just felt some kind of way about it. Like, Raven's dying.
Yeah.
Finn finally decides to be a man and go, you know what? She needs this. Let me see. I don't want to mess it up. Coagulate.
Yes.
And I'm going to go get it for her. And then afterwards, you know, Raven's like, no, don't go for me, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, Clark, you know, tell him don't go. And then Clark is like, you know, I don't want to lose you. And I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
Are we going to do this right now? Again, another episode?
Well, maybe... if we want to give them the benefit of the doubt, it was more of like, hey, you're still my friend, and I don't want... Because she has already believed him to be dead once, so maybe it's that whole thing where you don't want to see your friends die anymore.
Well, sex changes everything, so I don't know. You just can't be like, hey, I don't want to see my friend die. Like, yeah, no, I don't know. It'd be a little different if it was like... someone else, but no.
Right.
For me, I mean, comment, let me know what you guys think
yeah,
about that.
Come on, guys. Let us know.
I think no. Because you know what they always do? They show Clark and Finn close up, and then they, like, do, like you know, like a camera lens where they focus in, and you see Raven in the background. Like,
just crying her brains out.
No, it's that jealous look, like... Like, or I wish that my boyfriend loved me like that. It makes you feel like crap. Like, I felt like, I can't, like, you know, I really want to punch Clark in the face. No, seriously.
I just, my thought was that they have bigger priorities to take care of. Like, I get that Finn wants to be noble. I actually saw it as more of like a desperate thing, because he has hurt Raven so many times at this point. And now she's basically dying, so he's trying to get back in good graces by trying to save her.
Yeah. Well, let's move to the arc. The arc now. Of course, yeah. From last episode, we see that they've decided that they're going to bring the arc to the ground.
Good for them.
Good for them. It's the last dying hope. Mm. So pretty much everyone has, like, seatbelt ready. They know that 95% of the arc is going to explode, for lack of better words. And everyone's buckled up safe. And then finally, Jaha, you know, he gives the orders, like, you know, let's detonate. And they push the button and nothing happens.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think in that moment? I thought it was funny as all get. I mean, it's not funny. If that was real life, it wouldn't be funny. But it was funny.
Well, I had two major thoughts in that moment. Mm-hmm. Mostly because one of the, like, leading up to this moment, they had mentioned that, like, some of the pods are going to explode and they're going to have people in them.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, if I were anyone on those pods, and this is more of a fourth wall thing, but I was thinking, man, I really hope that I have a main character on my ship, because otherwise I'm dead.
But what's a, I mean, okay, not a main character. You well, got, yeah. You mean like a leader?
Well, yeah. Well, no. I mean, like, if I were, like, as a
viewer.
Yes, as a viewer.
I hope that I'm, you know, tagged in with a main character.
Yeah. You That's know, it'd be so like, hilarious. Is Abby on my ship? Because I know that I'm surviving.
Well, look at Jaha. He didn't even get on a ship.
Well, he got on, but he did his Jaha thing and was like, I'm going to sacrifice myself for everybody.
I'm tired of it. Can we just kill him?
Well, he's dead now. He's basically dead.
Not really, because he communicates with the Ark even after. Like, is there any life that anyone lived
well,
and
yeah,
survive?
But, like, they said he only had, like, he'd only have, like, a week. So he's going to be on that ship for a week, just kind of
so
hanging
they
out.
They say. I don't know about that, because season two, I don't know. But, yeah, so they left, well, no, they don't lift off yet. They're just not working. The arc is pretty much in the same place that they, you know, started in. And then we see Kane, who's, like, you know, going to be the hero, once they're like, it has to be done manually, like, someone needs to go, and so he gets up out of his seat. It's so funny to see him now be the hero.
Right.
When before he was just, like, the evil, mean, like, bad guy character, you know? So he gets up, and then, lo and behold, the detonator detonates. And so, you know, you see all the pieces moving, and you're like, wow, there's a shot.
Right.
So
I thought it was kind of sad, because he had done his, like, I'm going to be great.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, like everyone was kind of cheering him on.
Weren't they slapping him five or something?
Kind of, yeah, like patting him on the back.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I guess I'll sit down now.
Yeah, this episode was funny. Like, there were just moments that I'm just like, they're not funny, but they're funny, you know,
right.
When you think about it.
They kind of alter your expectations.
Yes, indeed. So back on the ground, because, like, it's, like, all-out craziness. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was, like, and the thing with the lighting with this show is that it's always so dark that you're just like, what's going on? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, you know, it makes you feel like you're in the trenches.
Yeah. Like, I really felt like I was one of the 100 just seeing the like, shadows passing by and
yeah.
not being able to know what's going on.
Exactly. But we get back there, and very surprisingly, we see Murphy. And Tristan, and he's kind of leading the grounders to the camp. And I finally see the 100, like, strike back, you know? Like, we see that they are shooting, and there's some...
The landmines?
Yeah, the landmines. Thank you, because sometimes I'm like, what did I see? There were some landmines, and we see that some grounders actually get blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, the 100 are actually, like, you know, making headway. Like,
right.
You know, not wasting all their bullets on air. So
they spent quite a while doing so.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time doing that. So we see that they finally are, like, you know, evening up the score a bit. And Tristan doesn't like that too much, and he takes Murphy out.
Yeah. That was a good moment. One, because you get to see how strategic the grounders are, because they were using Murphy's radio to monitor the 100's actions.
Yeah.
And then I'm glad that you see what happened to Murphy. I didn't want it to be this outlying thing.
Yeah, like, oh, next season. I'm like, yes, kill his ass. Like, he's done so much. And at this point, I'm just like, come on, dude. They've tore off your toenails, fingernails, like, scalped you practically, and right. You're still helping them?
Well,
that mad that your people tried to hang you? I mean, everyone is just... I feel bad for Murphy now that I think about it.
I thought he was their prisoner, though.
He was!
So, I mean, I don't think he was necessarily, like, leading the charge.
But he escaped, and you go back?
No, I think they just caught him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe that makes sense.
We're giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Benefit of the doubt. We'll never know now, because he's dead.
Yeah, he's super dead.
Rest in peace, or not.
Pieces.
Yeah, rest in pieces. He got chopped up a little bit there. So out in the trenches, so to speak, we see Bellamy fighting. We see Octavia out there, which, you know, Bellamy initially was like, no, you can't leave camp. You know, that big brother protectiveness. Yeah. And then we see that Octavia is saving his life.
Mm-hmm.
I love that turn. I love that turn, you know, because it's... And it also shows, like, Bellamy's always protecting her, and now you see on the flip side.
Yeah.
You know, she's protecting him. And, you know, and it kind of gets her side of, you know, like, you don't always have to be there for me. I can be there for you.
And, yeah.
You know, she's not a baby. She or punk. Mm-hmm. That I'm gonna say by Octavia. She's always ready for war.
Yeah. And you get to see a little bit of that grounder training that Lincoln was teaching her earlier in the season.
Exactly. So I love it. And then finally we see all this, like, lights, camera action coming down from the sky. It's like, it looks like fireworks.
Yeah.
But bigger, or mm-hmm. like a rocket. And pretty much, like, the whole war stops. Was that odd to you? Like, it's like when you're fighting a war, like, I just don't think that it would just stop.
I think that it was plausible that they'd all stop, because, I mean, one, at least from the grounder's perspective, you don't know if this is an attack that they had orchestrated. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, oh man, they're getting close, so we're going to drop some missiles. Because, I mean, if you remember, at one point they thought that the flares that they had sent up were missiles.
That's true.
And from the 100's perspective, I mean, they were acknowledging it, that it was the Ark.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, the 100 knew, but the grounders didn't know.
Yeah.
So it was just like, okay, interesting. And then all of a sudden we see Reapers.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think? And then the Reapers were, like, destroying... See, this makes me think, like, what's the history between the Grounders and the Reapers? Because the Grounders are scared to death.
Yeah.
I mean, they eat humans. So, I mean, I can... But they're humans. I mean, you know...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, yeah. I imagine that it is kind of like... They both inhabit the same area, but, I mean, it's like a difference in ideology.
Yeah.
You know? One group are just trying to survive as people, and the other group are eating those people.
Gross.
I mean, it is what it is.
For lack of better words.
But I thought that was really smart of Lincoln and Finn to lead them there, because it was the whole, like, my enemy of my enemy is my friend adage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think I'm ready for season two. I'm ready to see, like, what the Reapers, because I feel like they kind of dissipated in some way. Like, it was weird. It was like they were fighting, and then the Reapers, you know, came, and then they right. left.
Well, I think that the Grounders managed to knock them back. And, I mean, you see Tristan stabbing a few.
Uh-huh.
So I think that, like, once the Grounders overcame them, then it was time to focus back in on the 100.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, unfortunately, we see Octavia get injured.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bellamy's first instinct is it's funny, because then it's like, all right, role switch again, and he has to kind of protect her. But then we see Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln comes out of the woodworks, of course, with Finn, because mm-hmm. Finn went to go get, you know, the medicines in order to help Raven.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ, like, everybody's just going through a lot in this episode. Like, it's crazy.
Pulling out all the stops.
I know. And then in this moment, I really, really love it, because Octavia is hurt. And Lincoln wants to help her, but he needs to bring her back with him. And you see Bellamy is kind of like, you know, like that big brother. Like, he never liked him from the get-go.
Yeah.
And it's funny how it's like in the end, he's like, you know what? I can't take you back to camp. There's too much going on. And he gives Lincoln his blessing. And he's like, take care of her. What did you think about that? I really love that. I was like, wow. Like, you know.
It was a good moment.
He's giving Lincoln a shot. Like, he kind of saw the potentially trusts him
right.
with his sister, which is, that's big. Because Bellamy doesn't trust anybody with his sister's life.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a really, like, that whole sequence where, like, they're apologizing to each other and having this, like, brother-sister moment. I thought it was really touching. Like, especially in the midst of this big war, you have this intimate time between the three of them. I was also making weird jokes the whole time in my head.
Oh, God. Let me hear this one. What's this weird joke?
This one's not a pun. I was, when he was like, oh, I need to take Octavia back to my cave. I kept going, for sexual healing, baby. It's good for me.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Dude, this is stuff you're thinking about during the episode?
Yes.
Because, guys, when we watch it, he's not saying a word, mind you. That is hilarious. Wow, yeah, amongst other things. Maybe just healing first. And then on
you know,
that stuff.
However.
So, sadly enough, after she goes away with Lincoln... we see that, you know, there's just a lot more war going on.
Right.
For lack of better words, there's just war going on. And we see Tristan just stabbing and destroying, you know, part of the Hundred. And we see him fighting with Bellamy. Clark doesn't want to close the gates until Bellamy comes through. They're trying to get all the Hundred in because they know they're ready to, like, you know, make this rocket fuel go up.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we see Bellamy get stabbed by Tristan.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming he's dead.
I mean,
but again, we never know because that's
you don't
just
see
the way.
It
exactly. You know, you just don't know. You don't see him dead. You just see him stabbed.
Right.
And that can mean anything. I'm just saying. And
it forces Clark to also leave Finn behind, which is
yes,
a big moment.
It is a big moment. Yeah. Then they come back inside and. Everyone is on the ship, and I'm laughing because I see Anya, and she's just like, no, and she somehow, like,
yeah, she
Teenage
like
Mutant Ninja Turtle, that's what I'm like, Ninja, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, like, rolls on the ship, like, jump rolls on mm-hmm. the ship, and I just want to know why, what's wrong with her? Like, well, first of all, it's just you.
Right.
It's not you and, like, 10 grounders, you and 3 grounders, you and one other person from your squad. It's just you
mm-hmm.
with an opposing team of a bunch of people with guns, and all
right.
you have is a knife. I just want to, is that logical, people? I mean, would you do that at all? I wouldn't.
Well, I think that, I mean, at this point, she's had her whole army taken from her. She's in this war.
But they're
that,
all
like,
behind her.
Well, sort of. I mean, but Tristan has taken over command, so she's
That's
lost
true.
Her leadership. I think she is just, it was her last ditch effort to, and she didn't know how many people were in the dropship,
mm-hmm.
Which she was unpleasantly surprised.
And then she still charges at them.
Yeah.
Gets her knife taken away, and then they finally launch, you know, the fuel, and it just explodes, wiping out everyone, and it's like,
in its path,
in its
yeah.
path. Like, I didn't think it was going to go down like that, to be honest.
Right.
I thought it was going to be like some psh, psh, psh.
Well,
it
they,
was like...
Whoo. They stall momented us again. Yep, that's the phrase I'm going with. they had it, had them try, and then Jasper had to come up with a quick fix. And so that was, I feel like that was the theme of the evening, where it was like, oh, man.
It doesn't work.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Let's
yeah,
make
I missed
it work.
That part. It didn't work. Yeah, that was like a theme. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, oh, it didn't work. Okay. Oh, okay, there it goes. It worked.
Right.
Like, it was hilarious. Well, not
oh,
funny, but funny. Yeah, go ahead.
I forgot about the moment when, so when they were beating up, was it when they, I think it was when they were beating up Anya and she stopped them and was like, stop, we're
See,
not grounders.
Because I think they were going to kill her.
Yeah.
Which I thought they should have killed her. I'm just saying. Prevent all the future war that you can.
Maybe. Though, I mean, they were already about to torch a bunch of other grounders. So, I mean, it's kind of like one life. What's another one? Though.
What's another one?
I mean, I always feel bad for Anya. We don't know the story behind the grounders. Like, we don't know what their deal is. They could be the victims in this whole situation, especially considering what we find out later.
Later.
Wait.
Let's wait.
I'm just saying, like, so, I mean, as far as we know, like, I mean, as everything that we've seen of her, it's been, first experience, she's brokering a peace.
Yeah.
Second experience, she is trying to save a little girl. Third experience, she it gets her leadership taken away, and then this experience where she's getting the crap kicked out of her.
Womp. I don't know. She needs to file for another position. I'm So we know that the Ark has made it to Earth.
Right.
And we finally get to see Abby, and the people on her ship have, you know, survived. She comes out for air. You know, she makes contact with Jaha, lets him know that she's made it, and he's, you know, teary-eyed moment. And I just thought, this, like, I'm ready for, you know, what's going to come. Because, you know, she sees the smoke, she smells the air, you know, she's going to go looking for Clark. And, yeah, that's a whole nother story.
Right.
But we see Jaha, who stayed back on the spaceship alone, which I thought he was, like, in a little tiny box. And it turns out he's, like, has a whole ring of the ship left.
Right.
So I'm just like, that's interesting. Why doesn't he just try to, like, you know, he's always ready to die. So that's just another story within itself.
Right. Well, I mean, I felt bad for him mostly because he's sitting there in that small, in the small room. And Abby is describing in detail all these wonderful, beautiful things about Earth. And she's like, you should be here. And he's like, I know.
He's like, bottle of whiskey. Like, that's just his thing. Like, oh, yeah, great. This is it.
Yeah. Like, for me, it was like a kind of a weird emotional moment. Like, I'm trying to explain an experience with words that people understand. I was once a person who oversaw a bunch of kids.
Uh-huh.
And so for me, I equate that to, you know, all your students going away for summer. You know that they're like, going on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
But like, you can't be there with them to see them grow and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so you're there sitting in your classroom, remembering all the good times.
Yeah, pretty much. So we see the 100 come off the spaceship. And they see how it's destroyed everything, this rocket fuel. And pretty much Anya says, mountain men. And then the next breath, we see these, like, huge suits. And they're, like, spraying them with red mist. See, I'm all showing you guys. With the red mist. And the next thing you know, you see Clark wake up in an all-white room, dressed in white, with a camera on top of her. IV. And she can see out her little circle window, a little circle mirror. Yeah, a little window.
Yeah.
And she sees,
who is Monty.
That? Monty. Is it Monty?
Yeah.
It was Monty. Okay. I was thinking Jasper.
Because they're like besties.
They're besties. So they're like, the same person. Like, that's like twins. Like, that happens when you hang out with one person too much. I know from experience. And it says, let me quote it right. Mount Weather quarantine ward. So it makes me think, like, who the hell is, like, there? Because it's, like, a nice, like, you know, like, civilization is still left under. And, you know, from what we thought the whole season, there was no, like, you know, buildings or, like, proper, you know, like, clothing and all these things that, you know, we have today currently in society.
Right.
We don't think any of that's left, but apparently it is. We just didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump into predictions, because now I want to know, like, what you think that was, and what you think, you know.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Yeah, like, what did you think that was, and what do you predict is going to come?
So, I mentioned this a little bit before the show, in that, like, when they were, like, mountain men, the phrase itself, like, implies that they're going to be these, like, hulking, like, burly Viking type things. But, like, since we've already seen, like, Firefly people, we've already seen Reapers and the Grounders, which are both, like, gorilla type, fighters and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of expected them to be guys in suits, which they kind of were. They were, like, a SWAT team.
Yeah.
And so, like, now I'm imagining that it's this, like, whole government organization, and the Grounders are actually, like, a rebel group that are fighting against them.
Maybe. Yeah, I kind of concur. Like, as soon as I saw those suits, I thought CIA, FBI, Alphabet Boys all the way. And I definitely feel like, you know, the rich or somebody whose government definitely stayed back and has been living in a, like, quiet society with, like, a smoke and mirror that no one can see.
Right.
And whenever there's someone left who got exposed to the radiation, they take them and lock them up in the, their ward and test them, do tests on them or something like crazy.
Right.
But I feel like next season is going to be a lot more craziness, so I'm super, super excited.
Yeah. I mean, it opens up a whole new world in that, like, now you have this structure that, like, and I think if I, and I might be wrong, you know, comment and let me know, but I feel like the Mount Weather was the place that they were supposed to go to originally to get the supplies and stuff.
It was, and now I know why, because they have the supplies.
Right. So now it's all a matter of, like, who exactly it is that's, because we know that the Grounders have their own hierarchy, because they have the commander.
Exactly.
And so, who is it?
Dun-da-da-da! It leaves us in suspense. But I think that wraps up our season, guys.
Aww, so sad.
But we know, you know, News and Gossip, that it is coming back next for season two. So, you know, don't be too sad. We'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until then, hang out on our Twitters and our Facebooks and all that stuff.
Getting to that, you can find me, Chloe Onyx, on Instagram at Chloe Onyx, on Facebook at Chloe Onyx, and on Twitter at Chloe Onyx 11. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Tari J. That's T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y. And on Facebook at Tari J. Miller.
He thinks. Well, thanks, guys. It's been a great season. We will see you for season two.
So soon.
Later.
Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.